Well, you've heard of Portable John's before? Luke chapter 2. Well, I was giving everybody a good idea what you could do in case you ever got mugged. You know what I mean? Well, you could have a bucket. All right. Luke chapter 2. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 2. We're going to start verse 25 as soon as Chuck gets there. That's right after 1, just before 3. 25. Starting verse 25. All right. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for all you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct in this message today. Father, I want to be a help to the people here today, and I know if they listen intently, they'll get much out of this message. And I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us, and that your name will be glorified in everything that's done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In keeping with the Bible characters of this Christmas season, like I said last week we looked at Mary, we're going to look at another person who was involved in the birth of the Lord Jesus. I want to look today at a man by the name of Simeon. Many of you probably don't know who Simeon was, don't have any idea of what he was or anything else. And we're going to take a look at Simeon today. And we're going to look at this man and see how we as Christians need to live our lives so that we can also be filled with the Holy Spirit and have a life which will be fulfilled before God. I believe that Simeon had some very good attributes in his life, and I want to look at them this morning. But here we see a man by the name of Simeon. You know, there were many in that day, believe it or not, who had the name Simeon, just like Jesus. There was a lot of people that had the name Jesus and John and James and so on and so on. I mean, it was a very common name. It was nothing out of the ordinary to be named Simeon. There were many who feel that this was may have been a very important man of the day. He was getting up in years. I was reading one commentary as I was doing this message yesterday, and many believe that he could have been in his 90s.